Appendix A, Glossary of PTSD and TBI Terms. Acute stress reaction. A short-term response to a traumatic event, lasting from a few hours to several days. It can include shock, confusion, anxiety, and emotional numbness. Adjustment disorder. A condition marked by difficulty adjusting to a major life change or stressor. It shares symptoms with PTSD, but is typically less severe and shorter in duration. Amygdala, a part of the brain responsible for processing emotions, especially fear. In PTSD, it often becomes hyperactive, increasing sensitivity to perceived threats. Anxiety, a common symptom of PTSD and TBI, characterized by excessive worry, nervousness, or fear. It can manifest physically through a racing heart, sweating, or muscle tension. Arousal symptoms. Symptoms that reflect an increased state of alertness or sensitivity to stimuli. These include being easily startled, feeling tense, and having difficulty sleeping. Avoidance. A coping mechanism where individuals steer clear of reminders of trauma. This can include avoiding people, places, conversations, or even emotions. Brain plasticity. The brain's ability to adapt and reorganize itself after injury. This is a key factor in recovery from TBI and developing new coping strategies in PTSD. Cerebral cortex. The outer layer of the brain involved in high-level thinking, reasoning, and memory. TBI can impair the cortex, affecting judgment and cognitive ability. Chronic PTSD. Post-traumatic stress that lasts longer than 3 months. It can become deeply embedded in daily life and may require long-term treatment. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. A structured form of psychotherapy used to treat PTSD and other disorders. It focuses on identifying and changing negative thought patterns. Cognitive fatigue. Mental exhaustion caused by prolonged effort to think, concentrate, or remember. Common after TBI, it can significantly impact daily functioning. Cognitive impairment. Difficulty with thinking, memory, attention, or decision-making. This is a common long-term consequence of moderate to severe TBI. Combat stress. The normal response to the extreme stress of combat. It may resolve on its own, but can lead to PTSD if not addressed. Compensation and pension, CNP exam. An official VA evaluation to determine the severity and service connection of a veteran's condition. It affects eligibility for benefits and treatment. Concussion, a mild form of TBI resulting from a bump or jolt to the head. Symptoms can include dizziness, confusion, and short-term memory loss. Coping mechanisms. Techniques people use to manage stress or emotional pain. Some are healthy, like exercise or therapy, while others, like substance use, can be harmful. Cortisol, a hormone released in response to stress. In PTSD, cortisol levels may be imbalanced, affecting sleep, mood, and immune function. Crisis line. A 24/7 service that offers immediate help to individuals in emotional distress. The Veterans Crisis Line is a vital support resource. Delayed onset PTSD. PTSD that appears months or even years after the traumatic event. Triggers such as life changes or anniversaries can bring symptoms to the surface. Depersonalization. A symptom where individuals feel disconnected from their body or sense of self. It's often described as feeling like a ghost or outside observer. Derealization, a symptom where the world feels unreal or distorted. This can occur during flashbacks or periods of high anxiety. Disassociation, a mental process where a person disconnects from their thoughts, feelings, or memories. Common in both PTSD and TBI, especially during trauma recall. Dual diagnosis. When a person is diagnosed with both PTSD and TBI or another co-occurring condition, it complicates treatment and requires an integrated care approach. Emotional dysregulation. Difficulty managing emotions, leading to mood swings or intense reaction. This is common in both PTSD and TBI. Emotional numbing, a defense mechanism that blocks out feelings to avoid pain. While it may help in the short term, it can lead to relationship challenges and isolation. Executive functioning, mental skills that help with planning, focus, and managing time. TBI can damage these abilities, making everyday tasks difficult. Explosive anger, sudden, intense outbursts of rage. This symptom can be triggered by minor frustrations and is common in both PTSD and brain injury. Exposure therapy, a treatment that helps people confront trauma-related fears in a safe environment. It is often used for PTSD to reduce avoidance and anxiety. Fight or flight response, the body's automatic reaction to danger. In PTSD, this response may become overly active even when no threat is present. Flashbacks, involuntary and vivid re-experiencing of a traumatic event. They can feel so real that the person momentarily loses awareness of their current surroundings. Frontal lobe, the brain region responsible for reasoning, decision-making, and self-control. TBI in this area can result in personality changes and poor judgment. Grounding techniques, mental and physical strategies used to bring someone back to the present during anxiety or flashbacks. They can include deep breathing, holding objects, or naming surroundings. Hallucinations, perceptions that are not based in reality, such as seeing or hearing things that aren't there. While rare, they can occur after severe trauma or brain injury. Headaches, a common symptom of TBI, especially in the weeks and months following an injury. Migraines may also be triggered by light, sound, or stress. Hippocampus, a brain structure important for memory formation. PTSD can reduce its size, affecting the ability to recall or organize memories. Hyperarousal, a constant state of alertness that leads to insomnia, irritability, and poor concentration. It's one of the hallmark symptoms of PTSD. Hypervigilance, an exaggerated state of awareness and scanning for danger. This behavior is common in PTSD and can severely disrupt a person's daily routine. Insomnia, persistence, difficulty falling or staying asleep. Both PTSD and TBI can interfere with healthy sleep cycles. Intrusive thoughts, unwanted, distressing memories or images that pop into the mind. These are common in PTSD and often involve traumatic experiences. Irritability, a tendency to become easily annoyed or angered. This can be a symptom of both brain injury and emotional trauma. Isolation, withdrawing from social activities or relationships. Many veterans with PTSD or TBI isolate themselves to avoid stress or embarrassment. Limbic system, the part of the brain involved in emotional regulation and memory. It is deeply affected by trauma and injury. memory loss, an inability to recall information, often related to TBI. Memory issues can also be caused by PTSD due to stress and emotional overload. Mindfulness, a practice of staying present and aware without judgment. It's used in therapy to reduce anxiety and improve emotional regulation. Mood disorders, conditions that impact emotional state, such as depression or bipolar disorder. These can coexist with PTSD and TBI. Moral injury, psychological distress caused by acting against personal beliefs or witnessing moral transgressions. It can intensify PTSD symptoms. MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, a medical imaging tool used to detect brain injuries. It provides detailed pictures of brain tissue, but may not show all TBIs. Neurologist, a doctor who specializes in treating brain and nervous system disorders. They often play a role in diagnosing and managing TBI. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change and heal after injury. It is the foundation for many cognitive rehabilitation approaches. Neuropsychological testing, a detailed assessment of cognitive functioning. This is used to diagnose TBI and assess how it impacts memory, attention, and reasoning. Nightmares, disturbing dreams often related to past trauma. They are common in PTSD and can lead to sleep disturbances and anxiety. Occupational therapy, a treatment that helps individuals regain daily living skills. It is often used in TBI recovery to improve independence. Panic attacks, sudden surges of overwhelming fear or discomfort. They can be triggered by trauma reminders or occur unpredictably. Peer support, emotional and practical help provided by individuals with shared experience. Veteran peer networks are especially effective for healing. Persistent post-concussive symptoms, PPCS. Symptoms that continue for weeks or months after a concussion. These can include headache, irritability, and cognitive problems. Physical therapy, therapy to restore movement and strength. It is used after TBI when balance, coordination, or motor skills are affected. Post-traumatic growth, positive psychological change resulting from struggling with trauma. It can include renewed purpose, resilience, and deeper relationships. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, a condition triggered by experiencing or witnessing trauma. It involves symptoms such as flashbacks, avoidance, and hyperarousal. Processing speed, how quickly the brain interprets information. TBI can slow this down, making tasks that once seemed simple feel overwhelming. Psychiatrist, a medical doctor who diagnoses and treats mental health disorders. They can prescribe medications and oversee complex treatment plans. Psychologist, a professional trained to evaluate and treat emotional and behavioral problems, often using talk therapy and psychological testing. Re-experiencing, reliving a traumatic event through flashbacks, nightmares, or intrusive thoughts. This is one of the core symptoms of PTSD. Rehabilitation, a personalized program aimed at recovery after injury. TBI rehab may include physical, cognitive, and occupational therapy. REM sleep, the stage of sleep where dreaming occurs. PTSD often disrupts REM sleep, leading to exhaustion and poor memory. Resilience, the ability to recover from adversity. Veterans who access support systems and coping tools often develop strong resilience. Risk assessment, the evaluation of someone's risk for self-harm or harm to others. it is important in managing PTSD and TBI symptoms safely. Service-connected disability, a condition determined to be caused or worsened by military service. It qualifies veterans for VA benefits and health care. Sleep apnea, a sleep disorder that causes breathing interruptions. It's common in veterans with TBI and may worsen fatigue and cognition. Social withdrawal, reducing or avoiding interactions with others. This is a coping mechanism for many living with PTSD or cognitive difficulties. Somatic symptoms, physical symptoms caused or worsened by psychological stress. They may include pain, fatigue, or gastrointestinal issues. Speech and language therapy. Therapy to improve communication skills. This is helpful for veterans with TBI who have trouble with speaking or understanding language. Stress inoculation training, SIT. A therapeutic technique that teaches coping skills for managing stress. Often used in PTSD treatment to reduce anxiety. Stressor. Any event or condition that triggers a stress response. For those with PTSD or TBI, even small stressors can cause strong reactions. Stigma. Negative attitudes or beliefs that lead to discrimination. Stigma can prevent veterans from seeking the help they need. Substance use disorder, SUD. The misuse of alcohol or drugs that interferes with life. Veterans with PTSD or TBI may use substances to cope with symptoms. Suicidal ideation. Thoughts about taking one's own life. It is a serious symptom that requires immediate support and intervention. Support group. A gathering of people who share a common challenge. Veteran support groups provide validation, resources, and healing. Symptom management. Ongoing strategies to reduce or control symptoms. This can include medication, therapy, and lifestyle changes. TBI, traumatic brain injury. A disruption in normal brain function caused by an external force. TBIs can be mild, moderate, or severe and affect cognition, mood, and physical ability. Therapeutic alliance, the bond between a patient and therapist. A strong alliance improves outcomes in PTSD and TBI treatment. Therapy dog, a specially trained dog that provides comfort and emotional support. They are used to reduce anxiety and increase social interaction. Triggers. Events, sounds, smells, or sights that remind someone of past trauma. They can lead to intense emotional and physical reactions. VA, Department of Veterans Affairs. The federal agency that provides services, benefits, and health care to veterans. It plays a major role in managing PTSD and TBI care. Validation. Acknowledging and accepting another person's experience as real and meaningful. It's a key part of support and recovery. Vet Center. Community-based facilities offering confidential counseling for combat veterans and their families. They provide an alternative to VA hospitals. Vigilance. A heightened state of alertness. In PTSD, this can become exhausting and interfere with normal functioning. Wellness plan, a personalized approach to managing mental and physical health. It often includes therapy, self-care, and healthy routines. Working memory, the brain's ability to hold and use information in the short term. It is often impaired in both PTSD and TBI. Wraparound services. A coordinated set of supports tailored to individual needs. These may include medical care, housing, therapy, and job training.